the mitzvah boy. You see how he knocked us?
Amen.
Simcha, Slocha, Gabriel, Tzorah, Kupa, Maisim, Sevin.
Amen.
So, we saw halacha in Orach Chaim, and we'll read the bottom line of that halacha in Orach Chaim and reintroduce the case to how it has relevance to us. The Shulchan Orach in Hilchus, Beis HaKnesses, in Simon Kufnum Aleph, Sifyot Beis, says there's a big machlokus between the Rambam and Ramem in Rottenberg. And for once, I'm not going to pandem. I'm going to pass them like Ramem Rottenberg. Unusual situation for the Shulchan Aruch to do, but he does. And he says the halacha is like this. Yesh lizoher. You have to be careful. Minishtamish be'aliyah. From being using on top of the Beis HaKnesses, anything on top of the Beis HaKnesses, Tashmish Kavur Shoganai, anything which is a Tashmish Kavur of Ganai. What's Ganai? Could go Lishkov, just sleeping above the Beis HaKnesses. You should too, you're not allowed to sleep above the Beis HaKnesses. Veshah Tashmish, and things which are not Ganai, are not sleeping, just regular using. Yesh Nistapik. Maybe you could do it, maybe you're not, because maybe it's like the Beis HaMikdash, like the Kodesh, which you can't use, and maybe it's like the Azor, which you can use. Don't know. In Mutzah Shabbos, I don't know. But for sleeping, for sure you can't sleep. On top of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Halach and Orach. Now, what's our case? Maisha Shor Kacha. Ruvain and Shimon were in the shul together. And Reuven had the whole machlokus there. He broke away from the shul and decided to set up his own kehillah. At the beginning, you don't build a building. You rent an apartment. So they went to rent an apartment, bottom floor apartment, and to fix a minyan over there. The building they happened to choose was the building where Shimon lives. Shimon, who still remains in the old Beis HaKnesses, the old shul, now takes Reuven to Beis Din and is ma'akev. You can't have a shul here. What do you mean? I signed the contract for the whole year. I've already paid up front to the checks. Why can't I have a shul here? You can't have a shul. I'm ma'akev. Too much noise, too much disturbance. Whoa. Noise, disturbance. Reuven takes out, I've got Rav Shur ben Gamla on my side, who says, disturbance, I can disturb the neighbors because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah can disturb neighbors. Okay, that's a good card in his defense. How Reuven comes back with this halok on Orach Chaim. You can disturb me, but you can't kick me out. And it says in Orach Chaim that if I have a Beis HaKnesses under me, I can't live there. And by you being there, I can't live there. You're kicking me out. The cards of mitzvah can be there to disturb me. They can't kick me out of the apartments. So therefore it doesn't work. Rav Shur ben Gamla over here. Because the Shulchan Aruch baskets, I can't live. If you do this. So therefore you can't be here. Now, is it correct? Is Reuven correct in his time that Shimon has to get out?
No.
Okay. Explain your no.
Well, I believe that when you establish a shul, you could make it with a tanai and say, let's say this shul, we're going to allow eating here. If you make it that way, with a kliwa. So if people are already living on top of that property, it's, even without specifying the tanai, it would seem that it's the automatic built-in tanai, the shul is being built with automatic Meshus that the people are going to live on top of it and do things on top of it, even things that are considered Gnai.
Okay, well, it's a good point, and we'll straight away go to the Shulchan Aruch over there, where the Ramah says, your point, he says, Kol zeh dafka b'beis HaKnesses kavur. All this is true that you can't live if it's a Beis HaKnesses kavur. Now, what's the definition of Beis HaKnesses kavur? That's where we had a bit of problem last week. Shabona mitzchila lakach. The whole building was built for that purpose. Of the bias, Shiyakta, the Acha Shabona, the Besaknesis. But you take a house, after it was built, it wasn't designed for this, but you take it, and you designate it for the Besaknesis, Mutalishko Melot. You can sleep on top of that. You don't have these issues. So to tell me, this apartment which Reuven's renting, is it Beis HaKnesset Kavur or not Beis HaKnesset Kavur? Not Beis HaKnesset Kavur. So therefore, Reuven can turn around and says, hey, I'm not kicking you out, I'm just disturbing you. Ha, I can disturb you. I don't mind disturbing you. Kicking out, okay, but I'm not kicking you out, I'm not Beis HaKnesset Kavur. So, the Din Torah proceeds. Here you need a bit of input. There's a tas. How does this tas relate to us and be used by us? But there's a tas. The tas says like this. Number three, Yomar, Malcolm Sifkot and Dalad over there. He says, in Bishad Shabona Beis HaKnesset Bona Beis Dira Lamalim Menu, the Shori. The time the shul is built, there's a house above it, so at the same time it's being built, and obviously it's not Beis Knesset. But Kavod is permitted. So I hope this Kodesh Kodesh, because by definition, the only reason why I can't lose above is if it's Kodesh. It's not Kodesh, because it's not supposed to be there. Avatashin shall bizon ma'od, near to a whole gavna osim. But if it's really bizyonot, tashmish, which you're doing, as a third level, really busy, not just sleeping, more than that, that for sure is awesome. Then he adds a point. Ani v'yeladesi haisi da b'kinis kadosha krako. I, the Taz, lived in kinis kadosha krako when I was young. In b'nei b'esi, the base medrash, shohi lemala b'beis akadesis. And my house was above the base of Knesset. Then they're nasty. And I was punched. Haber. A lot. Bemises beni. My child died. Betolisi was there. And I said the cause of that must have been because I lived on top of the base of Knesset.
Why did he assume that was the heart?
So even although the halacha is saying, you can live. It's not basic Knesset to rule. Apartments above, by definition, is not basic Knesset Kavur. Nevertheless, the Taz says it's lo kedai, issa v'heta, maybe mutter, but sakona yesh, yesh sakona. Now, how does that have bearing in our case? How does that have bearing in our case?
We're usually more concerned sakona than issa v'heta.
Can Shimon use this in getting rid of Reuven from making a basic Knesset over there? Can he use the Taz and not use the Taz?
He's like a level of the Taz, maybe.
Shem is medaktik with Sadiqim.
Shem is medaktik with Sadiqim. Okay.
He was a child.
You're saying he wasn't a Sadiq?
Yeah.
Prodigy. He had children.
No, he had
later.
Oh,
had
later. Oh.
So the Mishnah Brewer says, over there, I didn't bring it down, because we're giving the game away. Mishnah Brewer says, Yesh Lizar Bezeh. Now, it wouldn't be saying that if it's just the Sadiqim. Yesh Lizar Bezeh. Okay, so it's Yesh Lizar Bezeh. Now, can Shimon say, because of the Taz's story, you're out. No basic necessity. Can he kick Reuven out because of the Taz or not? Anywhere in Shas, can you bring Lomdus in Shas to tell me whether he can use it to kick out the base of Knesset or not?
Why are you mukhuk asking like the Taz?
Yesh
Lizabazah.
What? Let's see what Baruch said before. No, Baruch, he said something before, which was good. Remember what you said.
Well, Yesh Zabrazah is different than Chayav Zabrazah.
Correct.
Well, the Mechaber said Yesh Zabrazah also.
Said he's the level of the
Chayav. Oh, right.
No, before that. Before
point.
That.
It's okay.
I mean, it's nice in B'chol Yom, it's partially B'chol Yisrael, but they live on top of the shul.
Right, so, we know there's a Klal in Shas. Chamira Sakonsa Mamona. Meisura. Now you have to be more careful about Sakona than Issa. Sophic Issa, we often say, if it's Durban Lukula, if it's Daraisa, Setsveka. Setsveka and Daraisa is also Lukula. But when it comes to Sakona, doesn't matter if it's 20 Sakas, we say you have to be Machma. So therefore, if there's a Chashash, even a Zaitika Chashash, that there's Sakona, you have to be Machma. So Shimon now turns down to Basin and says, hey, Loch and Nami, he's not Basin, but Sakona, the Taz, he can't do that to me. He can't do that, he has to move. He can't create Sakona for me. He can disturb me, but he can't kill me.
Who has to be
Master? Shimon says...
Who has to be Master?
So what's... If the Halacha says Shimon has to be Machmir, then what's happening? Reuven's moving in with his shul and kicking Shimon out. Because that's what Halacha tells him to do. You can't, so Shimon says... I am the Baal of it, I can ma'akiv, you can't kick me out. That's what you're doing. By moving in, you're kicking me out. You can disturb me, but you can't kick me out.
So you have to choose whether to be Baal Gadol.
So it's very interesting.
No. But if it's Al Sakana, then Kiman the Dosh Dosh.
Very good, but not so good.
What?
Because very good, but not so good. Matis says, given the dosh dosh, if it's Sakona. Meaning Sakona, if you try it and nothing happens, and it's proven nothing happens, then that's the end of the Sakona. That's
what Matis. Something happens. Given the dosh dosh means once people do it, it's not considered also not Sakona anymore.
But the problem is, people do it, and people can still get punished by it nowadays.
It doesn't matter. It's mice that happen every year due to this task. The reason smoking is motor, even though it kills you, is because given the dash dash, there's no question that it kills you. The dash also allows you, right?
There are many that say it's mutter.
Many poskim say it's mutter.
Who says it's nowadays the poskim say it's mutter?
Because no, maybe it's no longer dash. Maybe it's no longer dosh because people don't do it anymore.
No, you have the wrong concept of dosh.
What?
The wrong concept of dosh. Dosh is that people...
Moshe brings down to dosh dosh.
No, you don't say that. Since I look at the statistics and it says that 50,000 people go bungee jumping in New Zealand over the Niagara Falls, wherever the falls over there, whatever the falls. And therefore, since given to dosh dosh is not dangerous anymore. Yeah?
No, you don't say that. It's not us.
So it's also to do.
Insurance company doesn't think like that.
It's also just for taking a chance. Why? Because dosh dosh means is that people do it and it's proven that nothing happens now. That's what dosh dosh means.
People get in car accidents all the time. It's mutter to drive a car. Okay, that's
obvious difference. So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
So, but interesting enough, there is a machlokus with the poskim of our bar about whether you can use the tusk. Rabbi Yashiva Renistan Karelet says, like Eric was saying, this is a problem. I, who's moving in, called Reuven,
who's moving in,
I hold that I'm not worried about the tusk. Tusk is worried. I don't have to relate to the tusk. You're worried about tusk? You got nerves? Okay, you got nerves. You can't use your nerves to say that I'm doing anything wrong. I'm the holder. I don't do anything wrong. Whereas Rav Chaim Kinnunes says, no. The Taz is a halacha, and you have to be chosesh, and this is, you're creating that problem. Therefore, you can't do this. Interesting machlokes. Okay, so let's go, if we're going with Rav Chaim's halacha, that's then we say, hey, Shimon says, you can't move in, you're kicking me out, you're creating a sakona, you can't do it. So Reuven turns around, of course not Reuven the whole time, it's his Tan Rabbanan. And turns around, I've got a different chaim. And what about that? They went home and they did their homework and they came back with a different chaim. What does the different chaim say? Number four. Dovazer Nira Bebishitas. It's posh, it says the different chaim. have basic Botei Medroshim, so Sadiqi Hazor, Botei Medroshim of the Sadiqi nowadays, Shemiyakdim Batim, that they do it in the house. In a Hemdim based on Medrash, they don't have a din of a shul. The Yosel of Kedushas based Knessus, they don't have any Kedushas based on Knessus. Why? Shahari on the ruins, the Mishdamshim and Devon Shem Shamshim advice. I go to these Stipulot, they call them. I go to these Stipulot, and I see people are using the Stipulot, which is supposed to be a shul, for things which you can't do in shuls. What they do? They have Tishim, they have Rekidim, they dance around, they eat, they sleep in the Drosha, they have a Shimas Keva. They can't do that in the Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash. And I see people doing that. So what's Peshat? So it must be they're not shuls, they're not considered the Beis HaKnesset. Why? Says the Sadiqim Bonim Rak L'Shem Beis Vad, the Talmid Chachamim. They're considered houses which are gathering points for Talmid Chachamim. That's what they're considered. They're not considered shuls, they're just houses which are there to gather Talmid Chachamim together. That's what they are. The Sameach Ba'avin have Simcha Ba'avin Shamitzah. The Chol HaMitzdarek, the Simcha Shamitzah. The Rak L'Shtonimu Agav. What's there? They're learning there, they're having the Tishim there, and they're saying, I stick the toe together, and they're having a Simcha there, a Kiddush over there, for a son, a Bar Mitzvah, a boy, every type of thing. Agav, shows what they also happen that while we're here, we'll daven. Some people like that when they're davening as well. While we're here, we may be davening. Yeah, that's a big minor to daven while you're here. Okay?
Doesn't that base midrash?
So therefore, they don't have Kedushas base a Knesset Bachar. They don't have Kedushas base a Knesset.
Doesn't a base midrash have a higher Kedusha?
Yes.
Well, isn't this almost a base?
No, because they're doing things which are even us in base midrash and must be. That is not even considered base of Knesset, it's not considered base of Medrash. It's called a base vad l'tamil chacham. It's a house for gathering tamil chacham. A shtibbalah. And that's why, you know, I saw Peshat, that's why they call it shtibbalah. Shtibbalah is a house.
Shtibbalah.
Okay, that's more common, that's more common.
Yeah.
So, therefore, Shimon says, Reuven says to Shimon, Einochanami, you can kick me out if I'm making a shul. I'm not making a shul, I'm making a shtibbel. I've decided it's going to be a simple hall as well. We're going to dump in there, we're going to have simple halls, we're going to make a big noise, big mess, and it's not a shul now. You tried to kick me out. I'm making it stibbalah, it's even worse for you. But now you can't kick me out. Because now I've got no kedusha bechlal, there's no taz even. I'm just a stibbalah, a base vad b'tam l'chachomim. That's all I am. You can't kick me out.
Oh. So what? One does something on basic nesses. If davening doesn't make it a basic nesses,
it has to be miyachid for davening. It has to be designated, that's its only use.
You have to, it's only use?
It's only use, you can't eat in it, you can't have kedushin in it. You can't have simchas, rakidas, and tishim, and throw the apple, and those types of things. You can't do that in the base of the base of medrash. If you're doing it, then you're defining it as a base vad l'rabbon. Time is not on it. Okay, so now, Reuven has protected himself from being kicked out. So Shimon, Tom Repini, decided to go up a different angle altogether. Okay, what's his angle? He said, why did you make a shul? Shimon asked Reuven, why did you make a shul? Because I couldn't get on with the Rav and the Kehillah and the old shul. I broke away and made my own minyan. Ooh, but you're disturbing me. You're disturbing me, you can't disturb me. Yes, I can, I'm a mitzvah. Your mitzvah? To break away from a shul is called a mitzvah? Let us see, analyze, is that called a mitzvah? To make a shul is a mitzvah. But to make a breakaway shul, is that called a mitzvah? let us sit.
Not everyone that's coming and people that broke away.
You can only disturb me if you've got the mitzvah cards. But is a breakaway show a mitzvah cards? That's
exactly the problem. Other people that wouldn't have even gone to that first show.
Okay. You're saying, sure, he's mobbed their people to come to a kehillah which they never go to. Okay? You created a new entity.
My Jews must go to Jews in this
year. I said that.
I'm just translating your words. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this. Let's see. In Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Ches, number 5. He says, B'dover ha-Rebbe, he had a Rebbe, should of a basis of Kesses, Shatova Me'enus Shispala Etzo, Miyom Shukona Besa Kesses. He has now Tzvi and Basin in front of Rav Moshe Feinstein, to those people who used to daven with him from the time when he set up the shul. Back up, and then they decided to break away and set up a new shul. And he's signing, hey, you're taking away customers. Because if you didn't have another shul, anyone who lives there, anyone who comes afterwards, what was done by him? You opened up a new shul, you took away customers.
But let's never consider a Sonic's rule just by introducing competition.
The Hey Meshivu. The answer is, we weren't able to continue davening there. Misad Shinu Benusuf. Firstly, it's not exactly our Nusuf. Ibn Nigan Atzvila, they sing all funny songs. And the Rav used to give joshes, he used to cast us out. So Ezra says, they cautioned himself, I couldn't stand it. So we had to leave. So we didn't want to leave, we had to leave. The thing, or the hem of the half of the club, so then we had permission to make up another new shoe. Just couldn't settle it. Okay, that's the shy that came from to Rav Moshe. Let us see in the halacha which side is correct. Can you break away or not break away? So, firstly, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Rotzen Livnos Lehem Besa Knesses Ahem, if you want to build another shul, there's already a shul, you want to build another shul. Oh, you feed them upon Livnos Lehem Besa Knesses. So, other new people come and build the Besa Knesses. So that implies, if the second example is other people come and build the Beis Knesses, then the first line means that you were davening there and you wanted to build another Beis Knesses. You can't object. You can't object about a breakaway shul. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Go and check. Clear, Shulchan Aruch? So, there is a problem with the Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because if you look at Mora Mocha number 7, we'll skip to number 7. He says, in his tshuva, he says the answer to the Shiloh. They don't have permission. Lo lahem, lo l'shum adam, l'yisad beis knesset acher. No one to build another shul. B'mokum hasomach. Something that's close to the original shul, that in the case where the people who were for sure who used to go to the old shul would automatically, if there wouldn't be another one there, will go to the new one. You can't do that. There's an issa to do that called mahapir b'charora v'yorid la'umas chaveru. There's an issa of taking away. Yeah, Sonov. What Sonov? He gave a definition of close enough to the shul that you're taking away his original clientele.
So if I am the only shul in town and everybody comes to me from a 5-mile radius because I'm the only shul in town, nobody can build one to be closer to us?
No. I must make this clear. In the tshuva of the Rebbe, the Rebbe's taina was, okay, people go away, people go fine. The problem is, my membership has gone down. I'm not covering the hutzahs. I'm not able to put pull-up, which I was able to do before, and therefore it's not just I'm having less men than people, but it's actually fetching me monetary running the shul. Then, if you set up a breakaway shul that does that effect, have a monetary effect on the membership intake, which affects the income of the shul and running up the pu'ulot in the shul, then that Sefer Moshe Feinstein is called Mahapuk B'Chorah Chavera and is awesome.
Even if it's like 10 Sephardim that want to start their own minion, break away, they can't?
But Moshe says it doesn't matter if it's a different Musaf. It doesn't matter if he was cursing you out. Because he's with Moshe Feinstein. He says, as long as there is Isurim going on in the area.
Well, there's not focus going on.
The fact that the Rebbe was clawing you, he was giving you Musa. You just didn't like the Musa.
Is that what he says?
Yes. Oh. And the fact that you have a different Musa, but you got used to it, so stay there. You're used to it. It's not like you came there. You just can't do it. You were there, and you're just using that as an excuse.
So is that different to see us, the Shomar's case or the Rosh's case?
So, but how can you go against the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch says you can make a breakaway shul.
If it doesn't negatively affect, then it's your
So you say a simple teretz. Let's say the Biskut Tshuva says a simple teretz, like we hear. He says, and who's that from? From the Bay Yitzchak. Gam dati masmasa. I agree to this halacha. Ki bo hu zein yochul lahasi gevul shagavur shod. You can't take away people's membership from the shul. Ki avda chila in roots and miyot anosh and livnos and base kinesis. Even if it's a new minority want to build a shul, the mokum shish beneset yoshem when there's a present shul existing, a matzik es kulam yicholim harov la'akiv la'mirch le'yafid zemehem. They can object to such behavior because you're taking away. So it's no stira, like you say. When can you do it? When you're not affecting the Lushan Shul in a monetary fashion that's going to affect their running. But if you do, then it's Taka Osa, that's where Moshe is children. Unless they're doing it, sir. No proof of
Israel.
Just giving you Musa.
Similar plot by businesses.
Hmm?
Similar plot. You've got another pizza store, if it's enough.
Yes, exactly. And he says, you don't think it does apply to the shuls. It does apply to the shuls. Sabbath school? Yeah.
Well, it has to be a rose, he says.
So even.
Why? You call him Harov Lak.
Even if just a mit. No, he said even a mit. Even a mit. Rove can close down the shul.
He wrote some miut on Ashur. No, the miut wanted. The miut wanted to build a new shul. If the rove want to build a new shul, then he can't be marke. The miut can't be marke. Only the rove.
He after hit it and wrote some miut on Ashur. The business is based on this Akav and Malkum.
Right, but if the rove want to do it, then you can't be marke.
Yochan Harov La Akav Ala Mit.
Right, but the miyot can't be makiv on the rove.
Because you know why? Because the rove can close down the shul.
Okay, so if this rove is staying there with his only with his 10 stalwarts, then 90 people want to leave the shul.
That wasn't the story. Okay, so let's get back to us. So Shimon, Ton Rabbani, turns around to Reuven and says, "You're disturbing me." And Reuven says, I'm a mitzvah. So Shimon says, "Hey, you're a mitzvah, you're a breakaway. Breakaway, you're not a mitzvah. You're breaking away because of machlokas. You're taking away present members of the old shul to come to your shul. You're affecting the membership. You're not a mitzvah. You're an aveira. Aveira, you have to get out of it. You have no card to defend yourself to disturb the neighbors under those cards. You have to have a mitzvah card to defend yourself from me, the neighbor, cutting out. You're not a mitzvah. You're an aveira. You're a breakaway shul." And Kach Paskins the Bechdin.
Wow.
The Mavara, the Mitzias, and Kachaya. Kachaya.
You see that every
Mitzias is. I told you, it has to be a breakaway which is affecting the monetary membership for a lot of the old shul.
So all his deposits, all his checks, everything.
Now you can say it's a Mekotos, so you can say Titans, you have another Dinto with a bad dinner. Yeah, see if we can get the Metatars kind of with the Baltic. Of course, the Baltic didn't come to the base.
He didn't fool him. Yeah. The guy at least that didn't make any representation.
It could be Tanoim involved. Tanoim is a whole parsha of Shirim in itself. Okay. So let's go to our next similar case, because it's in Yonah Diyoma. And that is
but
subtitles.
But like, was that case in Eretz Yisrael? Or
in Eretz Yisrael.
It was in Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael, yes. Eretz Yisrael. In the honor to Yoma, but a kesher to this as well. Since we're talking about shul, often when there's new shulnas, new areas that open up, I'm not mentioning any names. There's no designated areas for shuls to be able to be in there in the first place. So what do they do? You can't live in the area and not have a shul. So they go and take caravans and they plonk them down here, plonk them down there, they're spread out all over the place in all different funny and interesting areas. Now, the question is that twofold question. Can people who don't like where it's positioned object to the positioning of the caravan and cause problems for the shul and inform them or entice the area to take action to remove them? And can the area take action? Have they done isurim by the area themselves removing shuls under those circumstances?
Who does the land belong to?
It belongs to the area. It belongs to the, what's the official thing there? It belongs to
the area can say you have no permission to be here, you're a Gazlan.
Okay, we'll analyze it a bit. Says the Shulchan Aruch, let's read it again.
I don't know what happens.
Says number 10 and number 9. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf, Nun Sif Aleph, Kofin B'nei Ir Zeh Et Zeh, Live No Space Knesses. I can force you, even if I'm the minority, I can force you to build the base of Knesses. Even the majority say we don't want it, I can force the minority to build the base of Knesses. The minority can force the majority.
That's only the first shul.
Can force the majority to have a base of Knesses. You, Matzis is saying maybe it's only one shul. Maybe it's only one shul. I can force the base. If there's nowhere, so I can force to somewhere. Somewhere it has to be the problem. There's no places. I can go in. Yeah, and so what does it mean? If it doesn't say where, it means nowhere.
If you have a park that children play with,
I
decide to build the park, it's okay.
Oh, so you have to try and do the most limited area of disturbance. But at the end of the day, you're going to disturb somebody. Kofin the mayor. Now, Matzis points out, maybe it's only the first petrol. Let's go to the next Shulchan Aruch, because someone's grace. They wrote to live those the hem base connected after, we quoted it before. If you want to build another shul, oh, Yechidim, or just individuals, have on live those base connected, who want to build a shul. No one's allowed to object to it. The Hamocha and somebody who objects, Ruam and Azifa, gets put in Chayim. That's a Shuvah Sri Rosh. Why? Umar Fosh explained, because this is part of the Din, the Kofin B'nai, Azazah, Livnos Beis Knesses. That's part of the thing.
You can't be mocha, but you're not kofin people to fund
that's
it.
That's all I should say. That's, why do you get put in chayrim? Why are you put in chayrim for doing it? Because it's a chomer. You don't normally put people in chayrim. This is a very individual case that we put people in chayrim. We put because you're going against the din of kofin ze'ezeh, live those baked nests.
So if we have a shul in our shunah, and you want to build a second shul, you can force me to pay for that second shul?
Not so, not necessarily so, but you can force you to be allow me to do it.
Oh, yes, but I can't.
I can force you to allow me to do it.
You can't be forced.
Kosher
came
means
you can't force
object.
Me to allow you to do it on my land.
Oh, why not?
Because it's my land.
I
don't want you to give me, I don't want you to put
why not? Why not?
Because it's my land, you guys can't want it. You can't on my property.
Not your property, I'm not doing in.
No, the Iriyas. It's Iriyas property.
No. What's the Iriyas property? Let's define the Iriyas property. Iriyas property that they can sunbathe, all the members of the Iriya can come, the Rosh Ir can come, and the vice here, and the lawyer can come. And this is our property. No one's allowed to be here. No of you can use the streets anymore. You have to go by helicopter. Can they do that? That's what it means. It is the Iriya. We're the Iriya. What is the Iriya lack?
Shared split.
What is it?
Shared public use.
It's for pub. We're in, not the owners. We're holding it for public use, for the best use of the public, to serve the public. If it served the public, says the halach in Shulchan Aruch, what best serves the public and what needed for the public, and what everyone can force the public to do is have a basic analysis. So therefore, Mr. Iriya, you may have all your funny rules of what's best for the public. The Torah says what's best for the halacha, says what's best for the public. Eshul overrides public needs, because that is number one public need.
Yes, but not two shuls.
Where?
Is we need another
in the public streets.
On the sidewalk.
Somebody wants to put a shul in the middle of the road.
Yes.
They can do it.
What's so wrong? It's public designated area for the civil. This is so civil.
Because it's designated for driving. It's not designated.
So why not in the middle of the road?
Because that
might be a problem with all the cars and buses and ambulances.
They can go round a long way.
They can block the whole road. They can block wherever you like. It's your show. Build it over the whole town.
I wanted that reaction. So obviously that has to be Gedorim, obviously. How far are we going to take this? If it's number one priority, it overrides everything. But
so the Chania, which belongs to all these buildings, they drop it in the Chania?
Yeah, so we're saying, what does it mean? Number one priority, Kofen Zer Zer, doesn't matter what the area says. Okay, so the middle Kvish Achad, okay, this is Kvish Achad. Do it next to the Viseret, you help Rami Levi out. Now, so, the Mishnah Brewer in the Hilchos Sukkah says like this. He brings down where you can build your sukkah. So, across the Mogavon, the Sorchin Shonogu Ksas Lasso Sukkah Barusha Sarab. Mogavon says, I have a bit of a problem. I see people doing sukkahs in the middle of the Barusha Sarab. And the Mogen Brom says it's awesome. He said, sukkah is shopping. You can't do sukkah is shopping. Dakim Batel no mochel, Dapi Diebet is kosher, and go on, no, you barakala, Dapi Brochel of a Tolla. Don't make a broch on a sukkah is shopping, because it's a brochel of a Tolla. Can't have a sukkah is shopping. So the Beer Halacha says an interesting clarification. Where you put your sukkah down in a public area, but not in Isha Sarabim, what's going on over here? Since the Be'er Halacha says, the Eshelom Adavka B'Shuka B'Mokim Shemotzu Ovin V'Shovim Amasik Alem Aderech. Where is it? Osa, and is a brokel of a tola to put it in a road, the middle of the road where it's designated for travel backwards and forwards, and you're stopping them using that. Avolo B'Mi Shemisach B'Sadu Shusam Somam LePesach Pesach, but also on the sidewalk, which is not really interfering with anybody over there. That's in a cul-de-sac corner that not many people walk past there in any case in the first place. It's officially the Rishus Rabban, but no one really uses the Rishus that area. So therefore, it's not disturbing anybody. You're stealing the area. No, this is Sarki Sibul. Number one Sarki Sibul is to do the basic classes. So therefore, it's Sarki Sibul. On Tanai. What's the Tanai? The Tanai is you're not interfering with Avi Sarki Sibul, which was also designated for. So therefore, according to that definition, to put it in a dead area, even if it's public area, Vakasha, Mitzah, no one can stop you, anyone who does, and is motion on you, and any of the area does with it, Ovisurin, removing it. This is a basic lesson, you can't do that. But to put it in an area where it interferes with the use of that rubbing which we're using up to there, put it in the middle of the car park, which people are using for parking their cars, and now they can't. Even there, not just blocking the roads, just putting in an area which is a public car park, and they had was full every day and was used the whole time, and now by putting it there, you've taken away the amount of parking spaces, and now it interferes with the people being able to use. again as well, if it's taking away, if you're taking away affecting that people can't find parking spaces, then in economy it's going to be also to do such a thing, even for basic residents. There has to be a basic residents be in a public area, and you can't object it, but it must be done with chokhmah, has to be done with sense, to build it in a place where you don't disturb with the use of the public. You can put it in a public area, but on condition it doesn't disturb with the use of the public. So therefore, every case you have to draw differently whether this is an appropriate place to have the basic residents. Mr. Shem will carry on, we'll help us stay in next week.